Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, who's had a million seasons in a row of double-digit sacks, joins us here early in training camp. I know veterans, you don't really like training camp that much, but it is kind of back to football, which is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's good just to start seeing things, getting your process back. And obviously, there's a necessary evil that we got to go through to get ready for the regular season. And you try to keep a positive mindset through it and really, you know, develop your process of practicing. And like I said, you know, this being my 10th camp, I got a way to go about things. And so for me, it's just about getting comfortable again and, you know, getting, you know, missing OTAs and mini camp and stuff like that. You know, just really getting comfortable getting in and out of my stance, getting my block reaction back and just, you know, going to work.
You guys had yourself with 12 sacks last year, B-Rob 8.5, a career high, Everson Griffin with 8. You guys are really rushing the passer. Is that going to be a forte of this year's defense too?
Yeah, I think so, and we missed a lot last year, actually. You know, I mean, heck, I had like 5 in my arms I missed. We probably could go back and probably anywhere from, you know, 12 to 15 we probably missed as a group, as a team, you know. So, you know, that's going to be an emphasis is finishing this year, is being more consistent. And you know, again, for me, I'm glad to be healthy again and be able to work out all offseason like I was able to, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
You know, we have some veterans on this team, such as yourself, 10th training camp, and so I would imagine for a head coach to keep you guys motivated and keep it fresh, he has to come up with a different message all the time. One thing the other day, Matt Burke comes and talks to you guys, a former teammate. Was that kind of a cool change-up that Coach Frazier threw in there to have a former teammate come and talk to you?
Yeah, you know, we had Matt Blair the year before, and then Matt Burke, and you know, I think it, you know, Matty B, for me, I have a lot of respect for him as a human being and as a player, and so to listen to him talk, and he spoke with a purpose, so that was fun to hear, and really kind of, you know, he's a champion now, and so that's something I don't have yet, and to hear a mentality of a champion is really what you try to, you know, model yourself after of your work ethic and stuff like that. So it's not so much changing it up, though. You know, I think at this point you make it this long in this league because you're self-motivated. So I don't need motivational speeches or anything like that. You know, for me, it's about going about my business. And but anytime you can learn something from a guy who played 15 years and just won a Super Bowl, I mean, you really pay attention.
One person we have to get motivated is Bill Musgrave, the offensive coordinator, to put you on a goal line situation, get you a touchdown catch, man.
No, I think I'm second to Mike Vrabel. I mean, I'm 2 for 2 for 2 touchdowns. I mean, my percentages don't get any better
than
that.
Right, I'm saying.
You know, so I'm pulling for it. But I think we have like 75 tight ends on the roster,
right,
so
right.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen.
Yeah, but you can be one of them.
I should be
76.
One of them. 76. Like, right, make it happen.
Okay, have a good camp.
Make it happen.